I'm Walden DeLoe with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. We touched on several items on the agenda, including public hearings that have to do with the utility structure in the city and discussions of a land use plan for the new Marquette Lighthouse property. Here's more on what's happening at tonight's meeting with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
We have three public hearings involving our utility rates, water, stormwater, and sewer. And even though they're technically approved in the budget, they need separate hearings so that the public can come and address each issue independently. Again, this year there are rate increases planned that range, I would say, from 4 to 7, maybe 10%, I believe. And you know, the percentages sound a little bit high, but the dollar amounts are usually between $4 and $7 a month.
And we're talking about sewer utility rates, stormwater utility rates, and water utility rates. So it's all kind of connected, but you need these separate hearings.
Right. And they're separate from the general fund in that the money that is raised goes into paying for that service, plus a reserve for maintaining the you know, the pipes and all the infrastructure.
Also on the agenda, some presentations, which is usually kind of the standard thing that you hear from some programs and some things that are going on in the community, including this time the Local Development Finance Authority, getting an update on that. I know that they've been transitioning with leadership changes with that and everything.
That's correct. And, you know, there's three presentations on there this evening, and I try to keep them at two because, you know, they can add to a length of a meeting if there's too many of them. But the Children's Museum will be there with their Guardian of the Quarter, something they do four times a year to recognize one of their many volunteers. And then Lynn Swadley will be there to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Harlow Farms, which is the development behind the Holiday Inn. And
10 years already.
Yeah, and it's quite a difference from 10 years ago.
Well, that's, they've got everything up there from you know, individual residences to townhouses to the Mill Creek Assisted Living Facility.
Correct.
And that's all happened in the last 10 years, so right. Get an update on that. Mike, some of the other items under new business in particular are discussions with a few things that have been developments here in the last little while with the city, including the Lighthouse property, which is the property for the former Coast Guard Lighthouse. We all know that, but there's a land use plan that's being discussed. What's the latest with that?
Right. After we took ownership of the property, the commission agreed to move ahead with a land use plan, and that was designed, or it's expected to design a way or a method or a path for us to use that property, probably or hopefully in the best interest of the community and the city. We put out an RFP, request for proposals, and there's two responses. And tonight's action will award one of the responding agencies a contract to put together a plan.
When we talk about a land use plan, what are some of the elements in it? Are we talking about just how it's going to be managed, or what may go in there, or what does it entail?
A little of both. You know, there's three structures, actually four, including a garage on that property, the lighthouse, the station itself, and then the residence that's there. And all three are vacant right now, and we have to put together, or would like to put together, some idea of how we want to use those in the future. Do we want to lease property? Do we want to open it as a public facility? You know, how do we want to manage the access to the water line? You know, it's quite different there, for example, than it is on the beaches. It's very rocky, and, you know, it's been property that's been essentially closed to the public for as long as I can remember, because it was federally owned. And now we're going to have the public accessible, and we want to make sure we presented in the best possible way.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting watching how that whole project develops. I think that just my personal view on it is that I think people need to understand that this is going to move at a methodical process. This is not an overnight thing when you're talking about laying out the future of this property now for the city.
That's correct. You know, one of the things that's already kind of in play is that the Maritime Museum was leasing the lighthouse from the Coast Guard previously, or previous to us taking ownership, and we're going to try to continue that ship as well. You know, the that property is of interest to people. I mean, it's unique. People want to see what it looks like, and you know, people that visit the area also want to take a look. It is a historic lighthouse, and we want to make sure we do it correctly, safely, and hopefully for the long term.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. The meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.